saving money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hustle and Holmes podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Holmes, and it's my goal here to share interesting stories that are happening in the Bitterroot Valley, in Montana, and even beyond. Now, if you like the content that we're publishing here, I really hope that you go to our YouTube page, our Spotify page, our Instagram profile, and like, subscribe, share it with your friends, leave us a comment, leave us a five-star review if you would. It really helps grow the channel. And if you also have a story that you would like to tell, if there's something interesting going on that you know about, get in contact with me, please. It's Ryan at exitrealtybv.com. Without further ado, here's the next episode. Checking. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. It's everybody's good side. We can flip it, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
It'd still be the same side.
It's okay.
Anyway, Kelly.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just trying to learn a lot, stay busy.
Yes, you are one of our newest additions here at the quote unquote family.
Yes, it is a little family.
How's it going?
It's going really good. I've learned a lot. So I officially started in May, and I feel like it's been a whirlwind.
Has it really? It's only been since May?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I know someone the other day was like, oh, it's been like a year, right? I'm like, no, just since May. But it seems like it because I've been really trying to get into it and stay busy.
This year has simultaneously felt like a month and 10 years all at the same time.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on.
Yes, I agree. But it's been good. I'm really liking it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I like the work.
We know that we're happy that you're here.
Thank you. Yeah, everyone's been really great. Been very supportive, and everyone's been very available to ask questions and giving me a lot of opportunities. So
you're already teaching as well. Well,
maybe.
Come on. No, definitely. Not a maybe.
Well, I'm just the kind of person that when I jump into something, I try to go all in. Like, I'm not I'll do it here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, I really jump into it. So that's a good thing and a bad thing sometimes. But it's been good in this situation because I feel like it's given me a lot of opportunities quickly that maybe I wouldn't have had otherwise. So try to be available. Try to help everybody.
Hey, you're in it to win it.
Yeah. I got big goals.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to have. Yeah. You don't want to come into anything with like, I'll just do like, okay.
Right.
No. My goal this year is to do okay.
Just survive. No, I've got big goals just personally and at work, and everyone's here is super supportive of them. So it's been really good to have everyone.
That's true. We talk about them a lot.
Yes. Yes.
That's something I've noticed as well. Yes. I mean, I'm going, I've been doing this here now, a year and a half?
Really?
Myself?
Yeah. A year and a half.
Yeah. I got my license in March of 2022.
Here I was thinking you've been doing this for like years.
Well, you gotta live the persona, right? Or something,
right,
you know?
Right. Fake it till you make it a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
That's actually kind of a little more true in this industry than you think, though. That's the funny thing.
Yep.
I mean, just the knowledge that I have now compared to where I was when in my first year,
mm-hmm.
it is. Well, you get your license, and they, like, sure, all of the legal things and how the structure
right.
is and yada, yada, yada. But they tell you nothing. Of how to actually, like,
yeah.
do the business.
Yeah. And it was so funny because they tell you that, right? Like, in class, they're like, none of this is going to be really that useful to you when you're done.
It's
like,
weird,
oh,
right?
Great. Okay. So I'm, like, paying all this money and studying.
Yeah, you
got
to take the 60-hour course and then study to take this test.
But at least they warned you, right? And then, sure enough, I start here, and I'm like, yeah, no, they definitely didn't teach
I just think it's so weird that you never see a contract once. They never go over a buy sell. They never go over a listing contract. They never go over any of the other documents that are required by the state.
They basically just scare you with all of the legal stuff and then like all of these terms that you'll probably never use.
Yeah, it's kind of like the driving test, you know, how they say, oh, you know, you have your high beams on until a car is a certain distance away. It's like, are you really going to be like breaking out the measuring tape?
Who's checking that? Yeah, exactly. You know, who's checking? And no one will ever remember that.
Oh, that car's 300 yards away. I got to turn off my brakes or so, you know, whatever
Hang on,
it is.
I got to get out and measure. No, yeah, for sure. That's how it felt. But I think that's part of why I was like, okay, I know this class isn't actually going to teach me all of the real estate agent stuff, so I'm gonna jump into it right away because I didn't want to be, you know, next year finally getting into it. I was like, immediately, as soon as I can, I'm gonna jump into it. I'm so glad I found Exit, and I've really ever since then ask a lot of questions, try to stay involved, try to volunteer for things, and even just being around everybody has been huge. That's been like the biggest thing for me, is coming into the office and just hanging out and hearing the conversations that the brokers are having and other agents are having.
Absolutely.
Like that's, I've learned so much from that, kind of eavesdropping here and there.
Oh, for sure. I did the same thing when I was working at, I mean, that was one of the most important aspects for me of when I was behind the admin desk.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
It gave me the opportunity. I mean, it's definitely not a job that I ever saw, that I ever wanted doing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was something, you know, like I never wanted to be at a desk job ever. I went into cooking and worked in kitchens and all this kind of stuff, right?
Very different.
And
thing.
So working behind a desk was always like, no thanks.
Right.
But I had that opportunity, and this is really what helped me learn a lot of things about the industry itself.
For sure.
Because I got to look at contracts all the time. Mm-hmm. I got to look at you know, processing paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So I got very familiar with the documents,
mm-hmm.
but I also was in the office
all
day,
right?
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not every day, but all day, right? For hours at a time. And it gave me the opportunity to overhear a lot of conversations.
Yeah, totally.
And not that, well, I mean, of course, you know, people would close doors if they need to have a private conversation, but the way that our office set up, you know, like, we have a basically just a big main table out there that everybody kind of gets around. And
well, then if you have a question, you can ask it immediately.
Yeah, there's
being like home and like, oh, I should call so and so and maybe text him and maybe, you know, hear back later. Like it's right then and there. Just be like, hey, by the way, I have a quick question, and they just answer it for you.
Oh yeah, and there's also no like, oh, I never felt that I couldn't go to anybody for help.
Exactly.
Either there's just not that culture here where. Mm-hmm. You're afraid to ask for help. Everybody is more than willing to help you find a solution to your problem. And it may be something as simple as, hey, what's the proper wording that I should use to clarify this thing on an amendment or whatever?
Yes.
Or like, you know, how do you manage six different personalities that are all getting upset with each other over the smallest things?
Yeah, no, that never happens. I don't know what you're talking about. Never, never. All the time. No, the first time I really realized that, I was in one of our offices, and there was one of our brokers came through, and she was on the phone with a client, and I try to respect people's privacy, right? Like, I'm not trying to listen in, but I was on floor duty, so I was there and couldn't really get away from it. And then a little bit later, I kind of asked her about the situation to kind of learn from it. And she's like, what, you weren't listening? And I was like, well, I didn't want to eavesdrop. She's like, you're supposed to eavesdrop. I was like, oh, okay, noted. She's like, if I'm having a conversation right in front of you with a client, like, listen in. I was like, okay, done.
Yeah, because it's not like they can't make that choice to make, you know, something more private, you know, but it's like...
And, you know, just naturally you're like, oh, I'm not going to listen to their conversation. But here also, it's you're just absorbing everything all the time.
Yeah, and everybody has a different style too. And that's, you know, that's something really interesting to pick up on is, you know, certain people operate different than other people. And so you kind of find, you know, you got to pick and choose of like, oh, I like how this person handled that situation. I like how this person handled that situation.
Yeah. No, it's been a lot, right? As I'm sure you can remember when you first started.
It's a bit overwhelming at first.
It's very overwhelming. And I was warned. They're like, you're going to get so much information, immediately, and that's very true. But at the same time, I felt like everybody has been very understanding of that. So it's been overwhelming for me because I want to succeed and I want to learn it all quickly.
Yep.
But everybody else is like, it's okay, you'll get there. You're asking the right questions. You know, we're here to help you. So I've never not felt supported or like my questions are getting, you know, not answered. So yeah, I can't complain at all. It's been really, really good.
So this is all stuff that you learned post joining Exit.
Yeah. But,
so what was it exactly that made you choose this organization over others?
Great question. So I live in Stevensville, and one of the offices for Exit is just a couple blocks from my house. And so I've driven by it a million times, and I kind of always noted that it was there. And I was like, oh, you know, I really want to get into real estate. I wasn't in a place in my personal life to do that just yet, but I kind of always knew when that time comes, I'm interested in talking to this brokerage. And I really didn't know what any of that meant at the time, like how that process works.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was kind of always drawn to it. I know that sounds silly, but when I did finally get my license, I went into that office, and I just immediately felt like it was a really welcoming place, like the building itself, like the people that worked there, a lot of their values. I had looked up the, you know, Exit company online before that, mm-hmm. and really liked a lot of their systems that they had in place and just kind of their family values. So that was really attractive to me. And then when I went into the office, a friend of mine or someone I hadn't seen in years was working on floor duty that day. And I had no idea that she was in real estate. I had no clue because it had been, I think, like 5 or 6 years since I've seen her.
Oh, okay.
And we kind of, you know, friends on Facebook, but lost touch with each other type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go in and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea you were in real estate. She's like, please tell me you have your license and you want to work here. And I was like, I do. And then, you know, one thing led to another. We had like an hour long conversation right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
She told me everything that she loves about Exit, which I love too. And just how she felt very supported. She's a new mom. So she felt really supported in her personal life and her business, you know, and her career. And I loved that. And I was like, that sounds amazing. And then I went and talked to other people and then it just kind of all fell into place. But
right on.
Yeah, a lot of really good values that I didn't feel at every other place I went to. Just kind of wanted to feel more of that family unit that really supports each other. So
okay.
Yeah,
because we don't have to name names, but I know that you you had worked, you were associated previously with another brokerage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You had done some assistance
kind
of work for
for
an agent.
Awesome experience. I learned so much during that time. Part of that was I just wasn't in a place myself to fully commit to it. So that just made it hard to. But I don't regret it at all. I learned a ton from that. And but I didn't get the vibe that everybody was super supportive of each other. It was kind of more of an independent thing, which I think works for some people. But for other people, they prefer to have more of that team atmosphere. And so that was something that I asked when coming here was like, you know, more about, okay, am I going to have the help? Is there training? I mean, is it a family unit or are we kind of out in the wind doing our own thing? So, and like I said, some people, that works for some people, but for me, I wanted more of a family unit. So I just kind of felt like this was a good fit for me.
Right on.
Plus, I just love the colors, you know, the teal.
I was about to say, like, you're fitting in right.
I did not plan that. But no, this is like my favorite color. So I was like, well, meant to be.
There you go.
It's a very girl thing to say, but it was meant to be.
Hey, color coordination is an important thing, you know.
Yep. But no, I love it. It's been a really good choice.
Excellent.
Very, very grateful to be here and to have the help that I have had. So.
Well, we're happy that you're here as well.
Thank you.
It's been a joy and a pleasure so far, and we're excited to see how things go in the future.
Yeah, it's amazing how much can change in such a short period of time.
I know, right?
So I'm very excited to see what happens.
My goodness. And there's been a lot of change too in this past year as well.
Yes.
I mean, even since you've been here, things are moving around.
Yeah.
Lots of things are happening.
Like you said in the beginning, it just feels like time has flown by, yet seems like forever at the same time.
I know, right?
So like, to think like, wow, I started in May. I'm excited to see what happens by next May and where things go for me. And you never really know. You know,
yeah.
Things change every day. So
yeah, did you get your business plan?
I did.
Finished?
I did. It was kind of hard to fill out because I'm like, oh, man, I feel like I'm reaching for the stars with some things and then other things I'm kind of hard on myself. I'm always really hard on myself. So
Same.
It was kind of tricky for me to fill out some of those things, but I'm sure it'll be an entertaining read for.
Yeah, the first one is pretty hard. especially when it comes to like the numbers and, yeah. and figuring that out, because you don't have any data to go off of,
exactly.
right?
Like, right.
I don't know.
Like right now, I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to keep my head above water. I'm not really like.
I just want to break even this year. It's like
my goal to just simply make money at this point, whatever that may be. But no, I do have some goals, but we'll see what happens. I can't complain at all. It's been even more than I thought. Like, I've already had some deals, and I just didn't even expect that to happen when it did. So can't complain at all.
That's right. Just got to build that momentum.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of addictive. I feel like nobody really warns you about that. You're like, once you get a little taste of that, like your first transaction, you're like, oh.
That was fun.
You
had a good time.
I want to do it again.
I really enjoyed that. Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you, because that's exactly what it is. Like, it's all of the, like, you're juggling all these things, and like whether you're working with a seller or a buyer, if you're working with a seller, it's like, all right, we got to get things prepped. We got to get your house mm-hmm. looking good. Here's the things we got to think about. All right, people want to see it. We're scheduling photos, yada yada. Mm-hmm. Like, all these things are going up in
Chaos.
The air, and then. And then with the buyer, buyers are really fun too, because you're just like, oh, we get to go look at this house. We get to go look at this house, you know? And
I
so
kind of like the hunt of it a little bit. You're like, ooh, like, what do you like? What are you into?
Right. And and you get to watch them kind of like figure it out too at the same time.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, I really love this thing about this house. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, my husband hates this thing. My wife loves this part, you know, this kind of thing.
Or how much that changes in such a short period of time.
Yes.
So my first buyers that I worked with, it was so fun to, and I kind of knew them personally, but they were just an awesome couple, and it was so cool to see the change from like day one. Hey, we want to buy a house. We're going to list our house. We're going to buy. Okay, great. You know, that's like exciting for me. It's exciting for them. We get all that figured out, and then the hunt starts. You know, we're looking for their perfect house, and they had a list of, you know, X, Y, and Z. This is what I want to. This is what we're into. This is what we want to buy. And then by the end, completely different.
Yeah, right.
and everyone kind of warns you of that, right? Like the agents and brokers and stuff, they're like, oh, you know, we'll see how that happens.
Yeah, because they
like,
have an idea, right? You have an idea of like what you want, and then you start getting into it, and you're like,
yeah,
okay, maybe I like this better than I
it's
thought.
So
I don't like this so much as I thought, you know.
Yep. It was wild to see. And they laugh about it too, but the list that they gave me, which I think I still have, like their little handwritten list of like their wants and their wishes, and then to see where they ended up, completely different, but they love it and they're so happy there. So it's really fun to see. You're like, wow, that we just went full circle. It's just completely different.
A little adventure of self-discovery.
Exactly. Yes. And I think I learned on my very first, you know, first buyer's first transaction that, realtors are also like marriage counselors, family therapists.
Oh boy. Yeah, we're
a little bit.
I always liken it to bartending a little bit.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite jobs of all time.
That is so true.
And there's so many aspects of this gig that remind me of that. You know,
that
it's
is
like
very
instead
true.
Of, you know, you're not fixing a drink and getting people drunk, but you're, you know, you're going through a menu of items and you're trying to find the one that they like the best.
Yep. And catering to both of them, you know, if it's like husband and wife.
Yeah, so this is like a cocktail that they're both drinking at the same time, which makes it even more challenging if, you know, if they're a couple.
And she loves it, and we kind of meet in the middle.
I tell you what, yeah. Single people are easy to work with, I tell you what. In this regard, because it's like, there's only one person you got to think about here.
That is true. That has not happened for me yet, but I can see why that would be easier.
Oh, but couples are fun, just because
it's
fun to watch them interact with each other.
And,
you know, especially when they've been married for a period of time, and they kind of know how each other operate. They're like, you had this experience. I had you show a couple homes to some clients of mine when I was unable to. I was out of town, and you got to witness
prime
a little bit of that. Oh my gosh!
Perfect
and they're just
example.
Lovely people, and
so
it's just
great.
So funny to watch them
interact
with each other and kind of how they each see how they and they're really good actually these two about. Being able to see what the other person kind of likes and dislikes about things, even when they're not even in the same room, you know?
I love, there's usually one that's like, anything can be fixed, right? Like,
yes.
We got this. That's easy. We can throw some paint on that. We can fix that. And then there's one that's like, are we really going to want to do that? Do we really want to pay for that? You know, like the logical versus the dreamer. And in that situation, it was opposite of what I feel like
of the standard, yes.
of the standard. But hilarious to watch. And with my first clients ever, I said that. I was like, you know, I kind of feel like I'm a little bit of like a marriage counselor in this situation when we were laughing about it. And then by the end of the whole thing, they were like, you totally were. Because there were days where he was like, I just can't deal, talk to her. And then there's days where she's like, I don't even care anymore, talk to him. and it all comes together. It does. But it's so funny sometimes to be like, yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It is a process.
Pretty entertaining.
One of my favorite quotes to describe that so far is from my friend and yours, Kathy Butts.
Yes.
That real estate is a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an event.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a car is an event,
mm-hmm.
right? You go to Missoula, you go to the thing, you test drive it, you buy it that same day.
You drive home, you're done.
Yeah, you're done. Yep. Real estate is a process that takes weeks or months in some cases, sometimes even years mm-hmm. if it's certain people. But
yeah. No, I think that's been like, I kind of feel like I knew that coming into it, but at the same time, it's been just being honest, it's been a little bit of a challenge for me because I'm usually the type of person that's like, all right, let's do it. Like, you want to do it? Let's do it. Let's get it done. Let's
make it happen. Exactly, yeah, you know? Let's do it today.
Like, let's go.
Let's make it work.
Let's go. Like, we got goals. Let's make it happen.
Yep.
But that's just not how it works, right? There's so many other things.
Yeah, because it's not about you. I mean, right. As much as you want to get it done and you want to.
I'm a go-getter. Like, let's make it happen.
Oh, I feel you. But, I feel you, yeah.
Like, you've got them, and you've got all the people on the other side of it, too, to consider. So that's just not how it works. But it's been good for me to kind of be like, all right, like, ride the wave a little
bit. Yeah, you gotta like, pump the brakes and test your own patience sometimes.
Patience.
Be like, you
It'll
know,
all
you gotta.
Work out.
Yeah, exactly. Exa- yep. That's the mentality you have to maintain is it's all going to work out.
Yeah.
You don't need to, you know, don't pressure.
Yeah.
Don't just let it go. They'll buy when they're ready to buy.
For sure. And you know, the cool thing is, like, you really never know what's going to happen. It literally could change in a day.
That's true.
You know, you could think that, oh, you know, there's nothing for them. And then all of a sudden something comes up that they love, or just, you know, if somebody reaches back out to you. So that's been really cool to see, too. You're kind of getting this flow and then it's like, oh, everything can change in literally 5 minutes.
Yes.
But that's kind of the thrill of it, too. So
it is exciting. I tell you what.
Yes, it is. It's all good. Learning a ton. Loving it. Gotten to do a lot of cool things this year. I really appreciate everybody here. You know, just try to get involved and learn as much as I can. And obviously, I have a long way to go. But I'm already feel like I've learned so much since I started. And I appreciate being in a place that's allowed me to do that.
Well, you definitely got the personality for it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes,
like, I've
never been told I'm shy.
You may not believe this, but I was probably one of the most shy kids ever.
Oh,
and
look
it
at
is.
You now.
I know, right? Now it's like it's one of the. It's kind of funny to think about, you know, just how much, you know, growth over, over a lifetime, but also in the since starting this job as well, how much it can change somebody.
Totally,
and it's
totally.
Just. It always makes me laugh when I go back and think about that. When my mom talking about, like, you were the most shy kid ever.
But she's so proud. So proud.
And now I'm out there just, like, cold calling people, talking to anybody, and just making conversation left and right with anybody that, you know, will lend me their ear for a minute. And I have, like, zero fear of going after it. And it's just, it's funny how these things, how you develop.
Mm-hmm.
How you just develop over a course of time and either.
I kind of had the same thing happen. Like, I wouldn't say I was shy, but I was in 4-H as a kid. That was my big
thing. Oh, you were?
Me too. I was a 4-H kid. Yes. I was in a lot of different projects. And one of the first things was like public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a dog 4-H club, which was so fun. But one of our assignments was we had to present something to the class. And I remember being so nervous. Like, I felt like I was going to throw up. I was so scared. And I'm sitting up there like shaking, showing them how to do whatever I was teaching them. And then, you know, fast forward to like high school and now, like, I'll talk to a tree.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even care. Like, give me the microphone, hand it over, like, no fear. I'm like, man, I really have to give, you know, 4-H and a lot of other things, I did a lot of credit for helping with that, for sure. But it is wild to see now. It's like, man, and now I'm in real estate.
Yes.
I would have never, as a little kid who was terrified to talk in front of my peers, here we are. But
here we are.
Life is wild.
So what did you do in 4-H?
So I started with dogs.
Okay.
I had two golden retrievers that I trained and did 4-H for, gosh, I think I was in that for like 10 years with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe like 8 years. And ended up going pretty far with that. I got into like AKC training and all that kind of stuff too.
Okay.
I did horses. So I had horses as a kid. I did public speaking. I did archery, shooting sports. And then I was in a lot of like leadership clubs too. So I did like youth leaders and that kind of thing. So we would help organize events and, you know, hand out awards and things like that. So
right on.
Ended up speaking in front of groups of 400, 500 people with a microphone. And my mom was like, that is wild. Because when you were just a little thing, really not that long ago, you were terrified to talk in front of your group. So it was great. I learned so much from that. Can't thank them enough for all that I learned through that. So
yeah.
It was fun. Did that. And then I got into medicine. So definitely got into the world of like working with people, mm-hmm. communicating with people. So I love that. Love talking to people, getting to know people. So I feel like this is a good fit.
Yeah, 4-H was a great experience, I think. I can't recommend it enough to
loved it
to people.
Yes.
I mean, I imagine it would be more challenging to do it in a city, but
mm-hmm.
That's one of the lucky things about growing up around here.
Oh, for sure.
And I had a little trip down memory lane this September when it was the first time I'd been to the fair.
Oh.
In, I don't know, maybe a decade or so.
Yeah,
and
I love going to the fair.
I remember spending, you know, between like, I don't know, like 10 and 16, 17 years old, I was there
mm-hmm.
all week, every year.
Yes, that was my life all summer. Yep.
Getting things ready and doing the shows.
The projects I was in, not only was I, as one of the youth leaders, we would volunteer for a lot of stuff and mm-hmm. be a part of a lot of other projects, but Dog Fair was first. And I was really fortunate to grow up in a place where there was an amazing 4-H program and a like huge fairgrounds. It was awesome. But there was dog fair, and then there was horse fair, and then there was the regular fair. So for like a month out of the summer, I was just at the fairgrounds, like every day, like park my dad's trailer and lived out of the camper.
So many people that I knew,
that was my life. But I loved it. It was so fun, and I got to know the coolest people and learned so much from that. And like skills that at the time you're just kind of doing it, right, because it's fun. But looking back now as an adult, I'm like, wow, I still do that, or I learned a lot from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's great. I love it when kids are in 4-H. I love going to the fair and seeing all the little kids. So cute.
Did you ever do the round robin?
Yes,
showmanship?
I did. Yeah, not a lot of people know what that is.
Oh my God, that was my favorite.
Yes.
My absolute favorite thing. So for people who don't know what that is, that's part of each group of animals, so like chickens, I did chickens.
Okay, I was gonna say, what did you do?
So chickens and rabbits and sheep and goats. So everyone has a showmanship portion of the show, right? Where you go up and you talk in front of the judge about what, you know, the mm-hmm. animal, the breed. You go over like the body parts and mm-hmm. history and all this kind of stuff. And
okay,
so
the animal has to look good and like groomed
yes.
and everything.
So you got to make it look presentable. You got to make, you know, there's a book of standards for every animal as well. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to present them and make them look, you know, at top of their standard. And also, you know, be able to convey all the information clearly and accurately and
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. And so the winner of each of the animals, the champion showmanship individual, gets to go to the round robin event, which they usually hold at the end of the week. They do it at the beginning of one of the rodeos, I think on Saturday, last Saturday of the fair. And basically, you have like 20 minutes to prep of showing everybody else in the group what your animal is. You know, this is how you present it. These are the body parts. This is what you talk about when you're doing the showmanship portion for your animal. And you go out there in a big circle, and everybody gets to go around and show everybody else's animal.
This is the most entertaining thing.
Oh, it's hilarious.
So I think I did it like two or three times. But the funny thing, and I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but where I was, it was small animal and then large animal projects, right? But dogs were kind of in that weird in between. So
mm-hmm.
they fell into small animal. But they were in there with the rabbits, and we had pigeons and like chickens, all like, guinea pigs. So, and then we had a dog, and then a dog, right? So it's a completely different thing. But they were kind of that weird, like, we don't know what category to put these in. They really should have been in large animal because it made more sense with like the sheep and goats and stuff like that. But it was so funny because in dog 4-H, you have to dress very professional, right? So you've got like your little suit on and your skirt. And then you go into the barn where the chickens are and the rabbits, and everyone's wearing more like jeans and button-up shirts, you know?
Yep, yep.
And it's just like my mom has the best pictures of me because there were ducks too one year. And we had like less than a day to learn everything we needed to know about these animals. But it's so funny. And I mean, the true test is just sportsmanship, right? Like if you handle yourself well and professionally and you're just a good sport about it. But it was always so funny because like this duck is just pecking at me because I'm like, this duck doesn't know me. I don't know this duck. But you have to be like, like, oh, yes, I know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've like never held a duck before.
maybe that's where it comes, the whole fake it till you make it thing.
I think. But it was so fun, and like showing a chicken and you don't know how to hold it properly and it's just like squawking and
flapping its wings all over the place.
And you just have to be like, yes, here's my chicken. I have no idea what I'm doing. But man, I learned a lot about guinea pigs, pigeons. I was always scared my pigeon would fly off.
More than you ever wanted to know, right?
Yeah, random facts about these animals. And then the funny thing is that they, usually, all of the kids that show those small animals, like show, you know, they have a guinea pig, they have a chicken. So they know how to do all of those pretty well. But they've never shown a dog before. So now they have to, like, hand their chicken to me and go out and show my 80, 90-pound dog that they've never met before. So my poor dogs are standing there like, who are you? Yeah, and they're chill enough to be like, whatever. And their kids have no clue what they're doing. But it's so funny. And it's just, I mean, it's a good time, but you learn a lot from it. We're just a little bit fake till you make it.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Did that a few times. I haven't watched it here at this fair, but I should. I need to.
Yeah, I would. I didn't get a chance to see it this year, but I would. I think I'm gonna make it.
Yeah. Oh man. Good.
Put
time.
It on my calendar for next year for sure, just because it's just to refresh all those old memories.
Yes. Oh, I get so nostalgic when I talk about 4-H. It was great. Good years.
Yeah. What a time. What a time.
I know. Yeah. Life was just so much more simple back then.
I know, right? Oh boy.
But yeah, it definitely shaped me a lot as a young adult, and I'm very grateful for those years. It was fun. Learned a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Good stuff. Now I'm thinking about showing a chicken.
Yeah, right. Oh man, this is so funny. I'm glad somebody else knows what the round robin
is. Yes. Like, I don't think I've ever really talked to anybody that knows what that is, because I was like diehard 4-H kid.
Right? It's one of those things, like, you try to describe to other people and they're just like, all right.
Okay.
Like, all right, you had to be there. It's one of those you had to be there things.
Well, like, rabbits are kind of vicious. They'll like scratch you.
Oh my
you.
Gosh.
And here I am in this like very professional blazer suit coat, you know, and I'm like trying to hold this rabbit without it freaking
squealing
out.
Till your ears bleed. And
chickens like pooping on you. Good times.
Just looking up at you with those those cold lizard eyes.
I got to dig some of those pictures back out. Probably be fun to look at.
Oh, my.
Good times.
Are you ready for a bigger house? Downsizing? Need to be closer to family or work? Whatever the reason, when it's time to move, it's time to find a realtor. Exit Realty Bitterroot Valley is a full-service brokerage that prides itself in being a true advocate for their clients, whether they are buying or selling. To learn more about the services we offer, simply text HUSTLIN to 85377. That's HUSTLIN to 85377. So 4-H, you were also in the medical field.
I was, yes. I guess I kind of still am. So I was homeschooled and I graduated pretty early. So in that I started college a little bit earlier. And I started in business management because I always wanted my own business, which I kind of now do have. So that kind of worked out. But I always wanted to do business. That's what I wanted my degree to be in. And I started that degree. I remember the day. I was sitting in a business law class. And I was like, oh, this is awful. It was horrible. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I left that day and I went and talked to my advisor and I was like, this is just not for me. And luckily I wasn't too far into school at this point. She's like, well, what do you like to do? I said, I really love the outdoors, raised in a really outdoorsy family. I'm kind of interested in medical field, but not really sure much about that. My brother was a paramedic, so I had a little taste of that, you know. She's like, well, have you ever heard of a wilderness EMT? I was like, what's that? Tell me more. That sounds cool. So she told me what it was. It's basically an EMT that would work on an ambulance, you know, in town. But they have a wilderness component added on, so you know how to do all of the same skills, both in a hospital, front country setting, but also in a remote wilderness setting. I'm like, that sounds really cool. So long story short, I took a class that kind of introduced me to that, loved it, and never looked back. So I got my wilderness EMT when I was 18, 19, I think.
Wow, okay.
And then I worked for like search and rescue. I did a lot of guiding. That was kind of my big thing. So I worked in Oregon a lot doing some different guiding stuff. I went up to Alaska for a while as a guide, a little bit here in Montana. So my background is more in that like remote medicine. So I did have some experience working in clinics and hospital settings as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing about that job is you can do a lot of different things. So my primary thing was I was an instructor for, I think, 8 or 9 years. I taught first aid, EMT, first responder classes. So
okay.
I traveled a lot. They're based out of Missoula. Amazing experience. Learned a lot from that too. Just public speaking and connecting with students, teaching cool stuff. Got to travel all over, do a lot of fun things. So yeah, that was my big thing. But did a lot of other like supplemental side gigs, if you will, with it as well.
As you do.
Yeah.
As you do.
Got into working on films. So I worked on some well-known TV shows and commercials and some movies.
Oh, really?
Like, yes, yeah.
Like a real famous one locally, I'm sure.
Yeah, that one for 2 seasons. yes, that and then a bunch of other. There's surprisingly a lot of films and shows that are filmed in Montana. So
really?
That a lot of people don't know about. Yeah. So I got to do that, which was super fun to see all the behind the scenes of everything and meet famous people and cool crew people. So that was awesome. But I kind of just do it part-time now, and I'm going to keep my license up because I'm very passionate about it still. But switch gears into real estate because it just works for my life right now and have always wanted to do it. So
nice.
Yeah, definitely a big change, but it was needed. Was ready for something else, so I'm happy.
I know
with
the
it.
Feeling.
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had a career change as well.
And it was on a whim, too. Like, I just... I came back, I was living abroad, and I came back to help my family work on a house over the summer. And then, you know, one thing led to another. I was like, it doesn't seem like that difficult to get my license. And then I get, you know, well, yeah, the getting the license part isn't incredibly difficult, but
right?
It's trying to make it in the industry. That's the real,
yep.
The real part that is the challenge. So I got that. And, you know, then you don't realize what comes with it. Yeah. So it was kind of like naive, like, oh, I'll just get my license. It's going to be real easy. And then
chokes on
get
you.
The license. They're like, oh, there's a lot more going on here than I anticipated.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's
like addicting at the same time.
It is. Yeah. And I fell right into it. Yeah. I enjoyed it, you know, because my original intention was just to like, yeah, I'll just, you know, do it on the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll sell the helms, you know.
Famous last words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it'll be easy. We'll survive this. You know, all famous last words. yeah. So I was thinking like, oh yeah, I'll just, you know, buy and sell the homes that, you know, we work on and whatever. It'll be, you know, something easy I'll do on the side. Well, turns out I really like it.
Fast forward, you're crushing it. Here you are, full time.
I'm doing it full time, pretty much. I love being here. I love doing I love everything that comes. Well, not everything, but most everything that comes along with the job. There are challenges, of course, but you know, mm-hmm. like Marcus Aurelius says, the struggle is the way. So, you know, let's navigate through this. Let's figure it out. We can mm-hmm. make a transaction happen, and
yeah,
I can get a home sold for people that want to sell a home. I can find a dream home for the buyers that are looking for it. It'll be an adventure along the way. So let's get out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
I also enjoy the contract part of it too. Like the, it's kind of, it tickles my brain in a way, right? So like, how do we write this thing so I, you know, that works best for my clients, and how do we kind of negotiate this little, ooh, there's this little problem here. How do we overcome that?
I'm naturally a very competitive person, like with myself. Like I'm like, ooh, I want to like do this, do that. So for me, I can relate to that, and also the search for the best fit for them is kind of addicting. You're like, okay, we're going to find it. We're going to make it happen. Like, I am not going to let you down. I'm going to make this work for
you. It's out there. I know it. It's
like, just, I don't rest until it happens, you know, just that little bit of that competitive, like, oh no, oh no, we're going to make this work. We are going to figure this out. Watch me, you know,
unbounded confidence and optimism is what it's all about. Really? Yeah, you know,
I may cry at least every day, but that's fine.
the crushing doom.
Balance. It's all about balance.
It's all about balance. Gotta have fun while you're doing it.
Absolutely. And you learn more from your failures and your mistakes. I don't really call them failures, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely made mistakes before. Yeah. You know, you kind of, there's a lot to keep track of. So you have a tendency, you know, we're only human. You might overlook something or, you know, you might get a date wrong or
that's
something.
That's one
like
thing
that,
about, like, here, you know, I've made my fair share of little mishaps so far, and just, you know, nothing major, but everyone's so good about like, hey, you know, now you know what not to do next time. and they don't call them failures. Nobody here is like, oh, you made a huge mistake. Like, they're all like, no,
you screwed up, Kelly. Yeah,
I know. I'm like, that's what I'm telling myself, right? But I'm so hard on myself, and I'm like, man, I was awful. But everyone's like, no, that's okay, it happens, it wasn't a failure, it was just a little mistake, we'll get it ironed out, it's all good, you know. And they're so, they've literally told me that. They're like, it's not a failure. You just, now you know how to do it better next time, you know, for you
exactly.
And for your clients. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
we all want to, you know, we all want to do a good job, and
for sure.
And we want the best for the people that we are helping, you know.
Yeah.
And it's,
can't learn unless you just jump into it and
that's right.
Do your best and ask for help. So.
That's right. Yeah. I've never felt here that anybody is like really in it for themselves, right? Where
no.
It's like all about
yeah.
just getting a transaction done and like
yeah.
on to the next one. And
for
you know,
sure,
just like,
for sure.
Let's get that check and let's go. It's
yeah. And if I open up to people about it, like, hey, I'm really struggling with this, or, you know, what's your advice? Whether it's like more personal or work related, they always have some good advice and some, you know, good counsel. And they're like, well, this is what you can try, and it's okay to feel that way. And everyone's just really supportive about it. And we're all human. We all have things going on.
True.
So.
You know, and It's a very professional environment, but we also realize that we're all human beings.
Absolutely.
And we all have personal lives and personal issues. And
there's just a lot to learn. Like, I mean, it's like we said, it's a cool thing that it changes all the time. And it can change daily, but it also makes it challenging, because just when you think you're on a roll, right? And you're like, oh, I did not see that coming. I have no idea how to deal with that.
Speaking of, yeah, lots of changes and some potential interesting things happening in the national market. We talked about this a little bit yesterday at the meeting. I'm curious what someone newer in the industry thinks about this, but the recent lawsuit between the individuals in, I can't remember what states they are, and the NAR, the National Association of Realtors.
Honestly, so I tried it. I hear a lot about it from like the people in the office, you know, and it comes up at our meetings. And so I do appreciate hearing about it. But I think what's been interesting, and I was just talking to somebody else about this morning, is I don't have, because I've just been doing it this year, I don't have really anything to compare it to. Like, I haven't been in my routine and in my flow for so long that it's like a huge change, or this stuff is kind of scary, because to me it's like, you know, I'm just trying to make it. I'm trying to do a good job. I don't even really know if I have like opinions on stuff yet, because I'm so new and I'm still just trying
fair.
To learn it all.
That's fair.
But to some people are like, oh, you know, this concerns me, or this is so different. And I'm like, oh, it is. I didn't even know. Because,
that's,
you know,
fair.
I haven't settled into a routine just yet where I'm like set in my ways, you know, or like kind of used to a certain flow. So I don't honestly have like a ton. I try to take it all in, but I know myself too. And if I start stressing about stuff that's like out of my control right now, I'm like, oh, I gotta focus on a few things at a time and do this really well. And as it comes up, I try and ask questions, but yeah, I don't know if I have like a, you know, feedback on a lot of that stuff yet.
Hey,
I kind of just listen and see and still like take it all in.
Having no opinion is also a valid stance.
Yeah.
Really? I think
both sides.
I feel like in the modern day, too many people feel like they have to have an opinion about something. And
that's true.
Totally okay.
Yeah.
To not have an opinion yet.
Yep. I don't feel like I know enough about it to form a full opinion.
Why can't more people have that kind of mentality?
I think it's hard to admit that you don't know enough about something, but it's true.
It's true.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to like keep my head above water and do a good job and learn a lot. Like, I don't have enough experience and knowledge about that stuff yet to form a firm opinion on it.
Perfectly valid. So, I love it.
Thank you.
Oh man. Yeah, I think there's just too much weight given these days to.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, because we all can voice our opinions to the world now so easily, right? So it's like,
true.
I have to have an opinion about something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, yeah. You don't.
Nope.
I think you could just be like, I don't know yet.
Yeah. A shoulder shrug. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I'm kind of in the same boat, you know. I understand a little bit of the aspect, but it's also mm-hmm. like I'm curious just to see what's going to come down.
Same, yeah.
From it, because it's not over yet.
Right.
The lawsuit is being appealed.
Right.
Or there's going to be a countersuit. So, you know,
you just
never
know.
You just never know what's going to happen. I mean,
yep. Yeah.
Just how it is. That's how life is.
That's true. That's how life is. So just take it a day at a time. Try to learn about things, but I don't want to speak on something until I know more about it.
Yeah.
So. We will see what happens.
Yeah, I got to say, we're starting our careers at very interesting times.
Yeah, and that's what's funny is people keep telling me that, right? But I'm like, oh, it just seems normal to me because I don't have... But when I was previously involved, it's more like an assistant role, it was a very different time. That was right when COVID started. I think it was like early 2020. So things were getting started. Like prices were completely different. But I wasn't involved enough to know all of like nitty gritty. But looking back now, I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that was definitely a different time. But
yes,
I wasn't licensed then. So there was things I couldn't do. But now looking back, I'm like, yeah, that was a wild time. And that was really only a few years ago.
I know. It was quick.
So
it
went quick.
Yeah, the
change.
Era. Yeah, I came in right at the end of it, too. And I still get that comment of like, oh, you must have been bank. It's like, well, I kind of.
Yeah.
I got on the train a little bit late.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I really try to, part of me is telling myself this too, but I try not to think about like, it probably would have been better if I had just gotten my license then, and now I would have much more experience, but you can't look back.
You can't do that at all.
I wasn't ready in my personal life. I was doing some really cool things. I'm really grateful for that time I got and that experience I got, but I think I got into it at the right time for me. And I'm just a firm believer of like, when the time is right for you, it will happen. And that kind of just brings me some peace. And it's like, it was meant to happen this year. I was in a better headspace for it. Better spot in life personally. And I don't regret it at all.
I mean, you can't live in the past. It's easy to do sometimes where you're like, oh man, I wish I would have done that. Or like, oh yeah. But you're also using knowledge that you have from today to reanalyze things that happened back then. You're like, I would have made that decision differently. Yeah. But
That's only
knowing the thing you know now that you didn't know back then. So
right. No, it all happened how it was supposed to. I feel so. I'm where I need to be now, and I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but I feel like I can just be myself here. I feel like I can do the thing I want to do, and I'm happy here and doing what I'm doing. And there's definitely days where it's kind of stressful, but I'm the only one that's making it stressful for myself. So I just got it. Right? Like, I do that all the time.
We're the best at it, right?
Right? So I'm like, no, that's on me. Like, everyone's great. It'll all work out. It always does. It always does. It always comes back around. And
you just
got to
maintain that mentality that it's all going to work out. Like, something that really changed my outlook on things, I can't remember where I heard it, but they're just like, you know, we have this tendency to, and it's perfectly valid, right? That you look at a situation and you go, what can go wrong? You know, mm-hmm. and you want to cover those bases, of course, but mm-hmm. I think it always boosts my mentality around things when I start thinking, well, what if it works out?
Yeah.
Just what if it works out?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I'm going to plan. Sure, I'll plan for the worst case, but I'm just going to go ahead with everything as if it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
positive mentality.
And even if it doesn't, I'm still much more happy up here.
Yeah.
Believing that, you know, things are going to work out.
Right.
And, you know, they are. You know, nothing is there. Another great quote from a person in our office. There is no such thing as a real estate emergency.
Yes. I know who you're talking about.
That is our brand new American, Tina.
I literally have to tell myself that probably on a weekly basis. Like, okay, you know what? It's okay. It'll work out. Because I'm, like I was saying earlier, I'm very motivated. I'm like, let's do this. Let's get it done. But that's just not how it can be all the time. So I have to tell myself, too, like, it's all right. It'll happen when it needs to happen. And, you know, for myself and for others, too, it'll all work out. It always does. And even if it doesn't happen the way that I envisioned it happening, I've already, and I'm now grateful for this. At the time, it was difficult. But from the things that didn't work out the way I wanted them to, you know, maybe I, like, it just didn't work out with those clients, or they weren't ready, or whatever it was. Life happens. And that's kind of hard, right? Especially when you're new. You're like, oh, I really wanted that, or I really wanted that extra transaction or that paycheck, or I wanted to help them or whatever, and it didn't work out. It's really hard in the moment. You kind of beat yourself up over it. But now it's like, no, I learned a lot from that, actually. And yeah, it definitely had a different outcome than what I wanted originally, but I think it was meant to happen that way. And maybe that's just for the best for them and for me. And I've learned, I think, more from those than I did from
The
things
yeah.
that did just sail along nicely and
yeah.
smoothly.
Yeah, it's challenging not to take things personally
mm-hmm.
in a lot of cases. And even though in some cases it is personal, right? Like, you're not going to fit with every client.
Right.
I'm not going to jive with everybody.
Yeah. And there's so many other things that go into it, too.
Also.
Like, there's a lot of other people involved in it. You know, it's not just black and white. Like, there's a lot of gray.
A lot of gray.
Which I'm kind of used to. We used to say that in medicine, right? When I was teaching classes, we'd be like, medicine is not black and white. It's brought to you by the color gray. Like, there's
right.
just a lot of stuff that's, you just don't know for
sure. Science is more of an art than a science. A lot of people don't realize that.
Exactly. So, and I feel like I can relate to that in this, and I've definitely beat myself up over some things that didn't work out already. But now looking back, I'm like, well, I would have done this differently, or maybe I would have said that differently, or it wasn't meant to be.
Now you know for the next time.
Now I know. Now I can just prepare for next time. So
that's right.
I try to just look at it that way. After I have my personal sad moment, move on.
A couple seconds of grief and then get back to it.
Let it out and then be like, no, it wasn't meant to happen for me for whatever reason. That's okay. And I learned a lot. So.
Well, as long as you keep learning, right? That's
yeah. Yep.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's a good point to end it on.
Yes. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, Kelly. I really appreciate it.
Always fun chatting with you.
It's a good time.
Yes.
It's a good time.
And our now new bond over
4-H. And the round robin.
I love
it. Oh, my
it.
Goodness. We're going to...
Fellow 4-Hers, unite.
I knew.
There was something there.
There's a connection here that I'm
those
not seeing at the
kids.
Moment.
Now we know.
Now we know.
I love
it. Good old four-leaf clover. All
yes.
right. Well, Kelly, I wish you the best of luck in the coming year, and I'm sure we'll be sitting down here again
shortly
to discuss more.
Yes. Thank you for having me, even though I'm so new and don't have much to offer at this time, but I appreciate it.
Well, what you lack in experience, you make up for in personality. I think that's
perfect. I'll roll with that. I'll take it.
I guess. Is that a good thing to say?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.